Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, June 24th, 2023, and I have just had an incredible day here at the River Church complex in Tampa, Florida, with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Simply amazing. So gracious, so real. I've loved this guy since I discovered him 15 years ago, and I've been interviewing him for 10 years. But it's just amazing to be here with his gracious family, and this entire church family are just amazing people. And I tell you, I've never felt the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost as strong as I felt it today. And he was reading the Great Commission and basically enrolling everybody into the fight against the devil. And it was just amazing. And I've just never have felt the Holy Ghost so strong. You know, you see Holy Ghost churches, which is really just what the Bible says. It's all right there in the Bible. You see the preachers and people, you know, being overcome by the power of the Holy Ghost. And you say, well, some people, it's psychological or whatever. Today, when he was doing the Great Commission, I almost fell down. It was that strong. It was so intense that I got dizzy. It was so strong in my heart that I almost fell over. And then, I mean, I was there saying, I want the commission. I want to save people. I want to fight Satan. And I've been saved for a long time, but it was so strong and was so powerful. God's force was strength was so powerful. I almost passed out and then had to stop thinking about the Holy Spirit for a minute or I would have fallen down. I mean, this actually happened, and I've never had that happen to me in my life. Okay. And I've been to Pentecostal churches some when I was quite a bit when I was a child and, you know, did Bible school some there and things like that. And because we attended a lot of churches, a lot of Pentecostal ones, a lot of what you call evangelical. When I was growing up in Dallas, Texas, I also grew up around a lot of folks that were in the church. And I would just have a laugh at it, roll my eyes, but I was just, well, that's never happened to me. And I almost fell down today. I had to, like, pull out and say, whoa, I'm back off this or I was going to fall over. So, because I knew that instinct and I want to fall down. And I was like, I have to fall down. I said, whoa, okay. And the Holy Spirit instantly just put it back off. And it was very intense, absolutely intense. Wow. So that happened. Still blown away right now. Just absolutely blown by my fall over right now. I can't just even think about it. God is so real, ladies and gentlemen. And the spirit of all those people there together, it was powerful. So, that said, this Prigozhin, and I always say his name wrong. I know who the guy is for 20 years. I study Russia, I know that, but I can't pronounce the names, okay? We got a Russian linguist and folks coming on who work for the military, is really smart and study the Russians and all that for over 20 years in the military. He'll be joining us on the Tuesday show here in studio. I've decided to stay here until Wednesday. We're having such an amazing time. And we've got a bunch of other special guests as well. But he was listening to me on Patrick Bet-David's show yesterday and said that he thought my analysis was dead on the situation in Russia. Prigozhin, however you say it. Putin's chef. I've got some Trump news on that front, by the way. He's just a complete maniac, out of his mind. I don't think British intelligence or U.S. intelligence was behind him. I think this was purely him on a complete maniac power trip. And that he really got in a delusion of grandeur and thought that he was going to attack the Russian military and drive into Moscow. And the people were going to join him and that this was going to be this amazing thing. Strangely enough, just today, the Pentagon came out and said that's what they think happened. I don't just agree with the Pentagon because of the Pentagon. I disagree with what they say a lot, and they lie a lot. We know that. But in this case, they're saying, well, Prigozhin said back in June of last year, when the war was only a few months old, and he said it again this year, that there might be an uprising and that Russians are going to overthrow Putin if he isn't hardcore enough and basically put him in charge. Well, I remember when he said it. Watching the Russian news. I don't just believe our media. I go and check it. So the Pentagon doesn't always lie. It's like when they said Putin is going to invade the next month back in January of 2022, and he's going to stage a false flag to do it. I said, well, in this case, I think it's true. They'll invade by February. And then, indeed, they did blow some stuff up and say that it had been the West and use that as a pretext to move in. So that they got that right. And I think this is Prigozhin on his own, and it could have gotten completely out of control. Thank God reality sunk into him, and he quit really quick. But we'll talk about what could have happened and what's going to happen if they're able to take out Putin. This is a big deal. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, regular listeners and viewers know, I want to welcome you all to this Sunday night broadcast, that when there's big news, I got a ton on my plate, I tend to start talking faster and faster, almost like I'm one of those folks they have at those events where they're auctioning things off, the auctioneers. I don't want to talk like Porky Pig. I want to really just paint with big, broad brushes here down to the basics and then flesh out the details. But there's so much proof of all this and so many angles to it and so many insane dangers that come along with it that it's really hard here today to describe how dangerous the fiasco that we just saw in Ukraine and in Western Russia in and around Moscow yesterday, that thank God ended in less than 24 hours. But the danger of the West trying to jump on board with Prigozhin, the head of Wagner, that was trying to create a chain reaction and trigger an uprising by claiming he was going to drive 300 miles up a highway to Moscow and overthrow Putin for treason is just so dangerous. Because the hardliners like Prigozhin that want control are way, quote, worse than what Vladimir Putin is. If you think Vladimir Putin's bad, then you're really not going to like what Prigozhin was going to be doing. And so this is a really dangerous fiasco. There's hundreds of different angles to this, obviously, and we're going to have big analysts on to talk about it. Scott Bennett was an Army officer, psychological warfare expert working with the CIA and others, running major operations all over the world. Scott Bennett, he's going to be joining us. And then Scott Ritter is going to be joining us, former head UN weapons inspector. So Scott Bennett and then Scott Ritter. We're also going to have other special guests like the pastor here in studio riding shotgun with us as well, and some other great folks. So stay with us for all of that. But let me try to calm down here. And by calm, I'm not even excited by the information. I'm just excited by how much info there is. And I really should just write notes when something is this wild, because I've been just constantly thinking about it. This just began to break Friday evening into yesterday afternoon. So I don't just believe the official story about Prigozhin, which is becoming he acted on his own and was a megalomaniac and was delusional and came back to his senses before things really got out of control. That's what Putin said yesterday, and I was like, well, let me wait and see. Now the Pentagon, I got articles came out and said, no, we're not involved in this. This is Prigozhin, and I agree with that, because Prigozhin, I've been watching him since this war started a year and a half ago, roughly, a little less than a year and a half ago. He's been on a power trip the entire time saying all of this and saying, I'll come and overthrow the government with my mercenaries. You're a bunch of wimps. We're the heroes. The military can't do anything. And when Putin appeased him, because he is one of his, quote, former best friends, it built a megalomaniac. And if you study history with Julius Caesar or thousands of other documented events in every culture, every place, A lot of times you'll have a general or somebody that does really well in a war when other people aren't doing well, and they will end up coming in and taking over and becoming a dictator. I mean, look at Julius Caesar. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Everybody else is failing. He's winning. He's been exiled to Germania and, you know, conquered it when nobody else could for 500 years. He comes and crosses the Rubicon. The rest is history. And you kind of mark that as the peak and then the beginning of a 400-year decline of the Roman Empire. And so history repeats. And this just fits the classic patterns of how humanity operates. Now, as soon as Prigozhin started this, MI6, the CIA, and others came in and said, okay, maybe he's a good guy. And they reached out to him. They now admitted that. But they're now pointing out that they were not involved in it from the beginning because it failed, and they wanted to deny that they were involved. But I tend to believe that they weren't involved because this is an internal Russian power game, and that's a classic thing that happens in any culture, but particularly the Russians follow that human pattern probably worse than anybody else. By worse, I mean they once war start going bad, the Russians always have a civil war internally at the highest levels over who's going to be in charge. And so the knives are out for Vladimir Putin. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, this is a great thing if the knives are out for Vladimir Putin. Well, again, you get rid of Vladimir Putin, you're going to get something probably worse. And again, maybe in the process of taking out Putin, who knows what happens with these nuclear weapons? Again, this is an incredible wild card. It'd be like if the United States was in a war with a major neighbor who was being funded by China and Russia with heavy weapons. And then they tried to foment or jump on the back of and support a coup internally. Does that sound safe to just see what happens with a coup inside America and see what would come out of that? And to have a bunch of generals and people battling each other for control? Does that sound like a stable, good thing when you don't even know what ideology is going to be in control? Most revolutions end badly. Most revolutions bring in something worse than what they got rid of if they're violent. The American Revolution is one of the few. They call it basically, in some of the PhD-level analysis worldwide, the perfect revolution. I mean, it's one of the few that produced something amazing that was the model of the world and was adopted by the whole world, or the world began to adopt it across the world for the next 100-plus years, 200 years. So that's where we are right now. And this is extremely dangerous, exactly what I said a year and a half ago when this all started. I said, this is not going to go well for Russia, and it's going to become this big pissing match between NATO and Russia, and it's going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars. It's going to cost hundreds of thousands of lives. And if you look at the threat ladder of threat escalation and the RAND Corporation's analysis of how these wars will unfold, particularly in Eastern Europe, in war games of exactly this scenario, it ends in tactical nukes being used and then theater nukes being used and then all-out nuclear war and billions dead. And then out of that, the main collapse of civilization and more than half the world population dying on the low end from starvation and breakdown of civilization and reactors melting down and just all the ensuing chaos that comes out of that. Because even if you don't believe Atlantis existed, they had this big power source that blew up in the Atlantic and blew their island up. And they had flying machines, Plato said, and he was a historian. I don't know if it was real. The point is that, and what they describe as automatons, big robots, whether that was real or not, we now are Atlantis. We have the power to blow ourselves up. We have big automaton robots. We have all this stuff. So what Plato claimed thousands of years ago, 2,300 years ago, was existed previously, does exist now. And so we have the power to blow ourselves up, and we're the same fallen sinners, probably worse than our ancestors. In fact, the genetics shows what the Bible says. Our genetics is unraveling, falling apart, getting worse. Was better before, degenerating quickly. Look at men today versus men 100 years ago, how masculine they were. Look at men from, say, my generation, and I'm not as masculine as my father's generation or his father, and then look at the boys today. We're literally rotting. Humanity's falling apart. We are degenerating. But my point is that we're now about to fall on a thermonuclear sword or a biological weapon sword. And now they admit, oh, we're going to reward Fauci and Peter Hotez. We're going to give more bioweapons funding to the Wuhan lab, more bioweapons funding to Ukraine. Remember last year, we were liars. There's no bioweapon labs. I had Obama christening them and opening them 12 years ago. Washington Post articles. But oh, they said, oh, no, there's no bioweapon labs in Ukraine last year. Alex Jones, everybody else is a liar. Even though I could go back to those articles, it's the same thing here. I have the articles where Prigozhin, or however the hell you pronounce his lunatic's name, excuse me, Lord, however you pronounce his name, saying, I'm going to overthrow the Russian government. I'm going to get all these Russians that are mad that you're not winning the war to overthrow Putin. And Putin patted him on the head and said, stop it, you don't mean that, Prigozhin. And then now look what he did. So I will say this. This weakens Putin. It'll make other lunatics around him think that they can do a coup, because he is popular. He has been reelected for 20-plus years. I know people like Rodney Howard Brown, who's, you know, from Africa, where they fought the Russians in the 70s and 80s. And when he was growing up, it's like the only good Russian's a dead Russian. But since then, he's been over there and started churches over there. And this guy's got churches all over the world that he started. This guy's amazing, incredible evangelist. And he was calling him today while I was with him. They were saying, no, this makes Putin more supported by us. But it encourages other people to think they can try to take a shot at him. Because, look, Prigozhin didn't get arrested. He got to run off to Belarus, which means white Russian. I guess if they're more Western, they've got lighter hair and lighter skin. Literally, that's what it means. Oh, that's where the white Russians are at over there. So the point is, he's run to white Russia, and he's there, and he just got away with this. And again, I'm not trying to get involved in Russian politics. I'm not trying to do this, but some people are spinning it. Oh, no, this makes Putin stronger. He put down this rebellion.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Figure out who the intel knows what's going on and they all know what's happening? No, they don't know what's happening. They're just men. But now we're running around like monkeys in a fireworks factory with flamethrowers. With all this incredible technology we've got, because we are made in the image of God, we are amazing creators, we can do incredible things, but as we become more evil, as our genetics fall apart, as we become more demonic and more fallen, we are discovering, though, more and more of the power we have because we're made in the image of God and can build all this technology. You can see where this is headed, a fallen, degenerate, satanic population, given godlike weapons and powers, blowing ourselves up. No flesh will be spared if God didn't intervene. And that's what's going to happen. God's going to let us rot all the way down to the waterline. And as we're sinking, going to reach in and save us. But not before one-fourth of the planet, if you believe the revelations, is dead. So, yes, it's all being queued up. It's all being prepared. I don't believe we're in the revelation yet. We're not in the tribulation yet. But you can see all of it being fulfilled. World government, world currencies. You must serve the beast. You must do what the banks say or they won't let your algorithm work, your ESG. You have to worship the beast, do what it says, let it watch everything you do, follow its every order, and then it will give you a good rating. That's what all this is, ladies and gentlemen. Every bit of it being fulfilled in your face right now. And it's going to get more and more obvious with devil worship everywhere. I mean, I was on a big podcast yesterday, Patrick Van Damon, great guy, smart guy, made hundreds of millions of dollars in business, you know, really smart guy. And I'm like, yeah, you know how Target in the last few months had the LGBTQ thing. It's about pedophilia, sex with kids, said we're going to get your kids, and said we love Satan, and this is a satanic operation. We're going to cut Christians' heads off with guillotines. He goes, that's it. You're making this up. He pulls it all up, mainstream news. He's just, his mouth is hanging open. This stuff is so over the top, and it's so dangerous. And America is in no position to dictate a Slavic civil war. America is in no position to go start something that most analysts agree will probably have continued lead to nuclear war. But the globalists are a bunch of degenerate Satanists, and they just love it. Their God loves it and is positioning us into total destruction. There's a good article in the New York Post. Putin is on his way out, but things could go from Vlad to worse. And it admits it'll probably get worse if Putin's removed. Media claims U.S. intelligence knew about Prigozhin's planned mutiny in mid-June. I don't need to believe that article. He was all over. I watched the videos in the last year of him saying, there's going to be a civil war, and we're going to overthrow Putin. And if he doesn't do what we say, the average Russian's going to join us in the streets when we have an uprising to come and take back our country. And then we're going to kill all the Ukrainians. I mean, just crazy talk. And he also said, look at January 6th, how they almost hit the Capitol there. That wasn't us. That was the deep state trying to discredit the liberty movement, legitimately and legally challenging things. But Prigozhin is an idiot. Prigozhin's never even been in the military. He's never even been done research. He was just a rich guy that had a food catering company who was an ex-con who kissed Putin's butt. And now you can see how good that was to have that sycophant there. So my goal is not to kiss the rumpus of Obama's third administration through O'Biden or Vlad or be part of the system. It's to stop nuclear war and to do the best I can to get as many people to realize we're not fighting Vladimir Putin or Xi Jinping or Barack Obama. They're just puppets of Satan. We are fighting the devil. And it's become increasingly obvious that all of that is the fact. But you've got to love some of these headlines here. The CIA, for about 5 hours yesterday before Prigozhin stood down and ran off to Belarus, was saying, oh, yes, we're taking sanctions off, or we're not going to put sanctions on Wagner Group now because they may work with us. As if Prigozhin had a plan to work with the West. Prigozhin thought he'd make Putin step down and come in and make himself king. That's how dangerous all of this insanity is. But no, the Wagner troops left the southern cities. They only got about 100 miles into Russia, 200 miles south of Moscow. And there's all the videos up on Infowars.com of the people cheering as Wagner left, cheering as the 30,000 remaining, half of them killed, 60,000 total that signed up, hardened prisoners, most of them convicted murderers, child molesters, you name it, being told to leave their cities. But again, Putin said yesterday morning, I'm going to arrest and have Prigozhin and all of them put in prison. Oh, now there's amnesty for those that took part in the coup, and then they're going to have everybody else sign up in the military. Is that keep your friends close, your enemies closer? Regardless, everybody's watching over their backs. Now Russia's sliding into totalitarianism even more, and now the West is basically forcing the country to become totalitarian. Just like defunding the police, just like letting all the criminals out of jail here creates a crime wave, then the system will come in with draconian control for everybody. Notice, nobody's checked at the border coming into the United States. In fact, now they don't even DNA test unaccompanied children. They just turn them over to folks without even giving them a real ID or know who they are, so they can be abused, they can be trafficked, they can be disappeared. See how it works? See how the plan operates? See how simple it is? Well, it's the same thing here, ladies and gentlemen. They're forcing us into totalitarianism as the answer to the crisis they've created. It's all very simple. That's why they create the hysteria, create the atmosphere to be able to carry this out. Now, before we go to break, I want to talk about what's happening here domestically. Everybody's playing the White House press secretary, the Raggedy Ann lady, and Jean-Pierre Lapong, whatever her name is, whatever French name she's got. Everybody's talking about her and how she got destroyed by the press. In like 20 minutes, they wouldn't quit asking her about why she was covering up and why she was doing all these things. And why Biden's son is, you know, an agent of the communists, and why it doesn't matter that he's his son, it's a family matter, all this. But then Kirby got up, and John Kirby had to walk off the stage, and he was just completely destroyed. This is the collapse of the system. This is the water carriers for the system not knowing what to do. This shows how totally illegitimate it is, but also the fact that the knives are out in the power structure for Biden. What does that signify? Who are they planning to replace him with? We'll go to the clip and come back after break.
The House Ways and Means Committee yesterday released documents, their authenticity nowhere challenged. That included a July 2017 WhatsApp message sent by Hunter Biden to Henry Zhao, a Chinese Communist Party official, which stated in its entirety, and I quote, "I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows, and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father," unquote. So just a couple of questions about this. First, does this not undermine the president's claim during the 2020 campaign and the reaffirmations of that claim by his two press secretaries since then, that he never once discussed his son's overseas business dealings with him?
No, and I'm not going to comment further on this.
James, let me save you some breath.
If you're going to ask about this, I am not addressing. I know you do more than I'd like you to have. I am not going to address this issue from this podium. I'm just not going to do it.
All right.
I'm not going to do it.
Where was the president?
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the complete collapse of this gaslighting edifice. These people are a joke. But the knives are out for Biden. We'll talk about that and more. We have a special guest ready to answer.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening acrylic calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. and it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we couldn't get a better guest on tonight, unless maybe Scott Ritter, the former head UN weapons inspector, former one of the top advisors in the Pentagon during the major treaties that were done in the 90s with the Russians that have now all been broken by both sides. Scott Ritter is coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown will be in studio with another special guest coming up riding shotgun with us as well. But Scott Bennett, PhD, U.S. Army Special Operations Officer, Psychological Warfare Analyst. I'm going to go over his whole bio, but he's been involved and run major operations around the world in the Middle East, Afghanistan, and worked obviously with the whole CIA operations and all the rest of it. I'm not going to go over here today. But he also became a very famous whistleblower that exposed a lot of what was going on. He's also a Russia expert.
And that's all on record. So I'm going to stop there. It's globalfreedomtv.com. We appreciate him on short notice coming on. I'm going to give him the floor to give us his analysis of what he believes we just saw. Just myself as a layperson that studies history, incredibly dangerous situation. The spiral out of control is an example of how this war is escalating. People that are happy about this laughing, saying, kill Putin, put in Prigozhin, just shows what lunatics they are. Am I wrong to think Prigozhin would be much worse than Putin, or am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all, Alex. You're right on the money. I talk with Ritter, and I like him a lot. I like McGregor a lot, and the guys in the know understand this. I look at things from a psychological warfare perspective, which is a little bit different than artillerymen and the rest of the components. So I look at the internal mechanism of the decision making process and what's happening. So if we look at this Prigozhin situation. It's like playing a roulette wheel. We put money on different numbers. So let's look at the number that, let's say this is real. Let's say it was absolutely real. It was not dramatic. It was not a psyop. It was not part of an information operation that Putin and Prigozhin did to expose their enemies within, to expose who their friendly weather friends are and who their not so friendly weather friends are. But if this was real, Alex, it was a laughable, grotesque, silly, childlike tantrum by Prigozhin. A total miscalculation of the Russian character, the Russian hearts and minds, both in the Wagner group and the Russian military and the Russian political figures. Prigozhin, if this is real, if he did this because of his animosity towards Shoigu, if his pride and ego was offended by certain demands that were allegedly going to be put on him and Wagner, if all of that was real, it still says and proves that Prigozhin made a terrible blunder in thinking that the Russian people were going to allow him and a ragtag group of Blackwater operatives that are probably better trained than Blackwater, but the Russian people would never have allowed Prigozhin and the Wagner group to somehow overthrow Putin, overthrow Lavrov, overthrow Sakharova, overthrow everything. So Prigozhin, I think, led his merry band of men down a suicide alley, and if it wasn't for the temperament and the calm of Vladimir Putin, who I think is the master strategist and statesmen of the world in the past 100 years, if it wasn't for Russia's temperance and patience and flexibility, Prigozhin and all of them would be dead. But Russia didn't want to go that route. But Prigozhin still pushing up shows a terrible blunder, because Russia is 100% behind Putin. They're behind the war against Ukraine. It's also very sad because Prigozhin, if this is real again, he destroyed every positive thing that his group did since 2022. Now, I understand this has totally taken on a different color. Prigozhin has been essentially ostracized. He's being retranslated out. Whether he'll live long is another matter. But the Russians within Wagner didn't seem to understand what was happening. They didn't understand the orders. They didn't understand the full dimensions of this. There's also reports.
And by the way, everything you're saying is true. As soon as they learned that this was not popular and that they'd been lied to by Prigozhin, they weren't fighting for him, that they stopped in a matter of 12 hours. But look, I understand that Putin has been very calm through this, and the West did. They'll start this with George Soros, and he bragged on CNN 5 years ago that, yeah, I used $25 billion dollars over the years and $5 billion 1 year to overthrow Ukraine, and I'm really the czar of Russia now. That's a quote. So they've been antagonizing Russia. And of course, Russia started in Ukraine, for listeners who don't know and viewers. And so this is like New York leaving the Republic or something and saying it's with a foreign country. So we understand why the Russians did it. I get that. My issue is, does this strengthen or weaken Putin? I get he put this down, it went away, it showed it was a joke. But still, it can't look good that he said yesterday, Prigozhin's going to be tried for treason, you're all going to jail, and a few hours later, okay, you can run to Belarus. There's that facet that really doesn't matter, it's academic. But what does this do to Putin, and what does the West do now? Because they're all saying it shows Putin's weak. Okay, if that's true, then you want a coup. Most analysts say, and I want your view on this, and I tend to think this, you're going to get a more hardliner and somebody not as smart as Putin if you get rid of Putin. So I don't see any of this escalation and mayhem and Fiasco Alley and Death Alley as good for anybody that wants stability in the world. And so that means to me, if the globalists are celebrating this, they're like a bunch of degenerate gamblers on methamphetamine and five hits of acid, just betting the farm on one number. It doesn't sound good to me.
Well, you're right. They are inflated with ego and excitement, like a big balloon that was swelling. I just did an RT interview, and they're ballooning excitement about a possible coup d'etat and overthrow of Putin was suddenly popped, and everything deflated in the West. Blinken, Biden, European Union, the Nazi Ursula von Leyen, all of these puppets in Europe completely fell apart because what they were hoping was going to happen suddenly didn't. It was settled. It was solved. It was moved over and migrated. So in a sense, their deflated enthusiasm creates an opportunity for kinetic and soft power intrusions by Russia into the battle space. That's why there's a PSYOP component here. So the deflation and the lack of enthusiasm by the West is an opportunity to exploit. Now, you're right. There's a dimension of this is a gamble. This makes Putin look bad in a sense by his own people, but he also, in the settling of this, resurrects his statesman-like demeanor and character, and his it reinforces his promise to carry the country through good weather and bad weather. And this was a bad weather moment, but he carried it through. Now the transition to a different leadership may be coming. I think you're going to have a much more kinetic soft power increase in the next few weeks and a month, as Ukraine is totally done. The military's done. There's
what do you
no
mean
more weapons.
For people that aren't an expert? Hold on, people that aren't experts, Scott Bennett, like you. What does kinetic soft power mean?
Well, kinetic power is tanks and bullets and bombs and mines and missiles and all of that. The hard killing and destroying of the enemy's personnel and structures. The soft power is the messaging, the information operations, the healing, the Red Cross, the food, the blankets, the strategic diplomatic communications that we mastered when I was in the Army and elsewhere, that coordinates to the different European spaces of information dissemination that goes to the West and says Putin is not about what Colin Powell did to the Iraqi army in the first Gulf War by annihilating them along that freeway of death. Putin could have done that, but he didn't. The Russians didn't do that. The Russians love their people more than they hate traitors. So it gives a compassion and a dimension of kind of love and tolerance.
And see, I played, this is so sophisticated what you're saying, Scott Bennett. I played devil's advocate and said if he'd annihilated those troops on the highway of death, like how dumb is Prigozhin to think he could send those troops up a 300-mile highway and that he would ever, I mean, that's like no chance. That's totally insane. He was hoping other Russians would join. Remember, he gave speeches last year in this saying, I'll have an uprising and we'll overthrow and I'll be the president. Clearly a megalomaniac. I mean, I think that's established. And I was saying, if I was Putin, I probably would have just said, it was the clearest way to win. Okay, 1,000 attack helicopters. We know they got them around that area. They'll just kill these people. But can he then trust all these people to fold them into the Russian military now after they did this?
No, in fact, I made that comment that this is an opportunity to use the Wagner Group like a better trained United Nations peacekeeper force. Use the Wagner Group.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and they can go right to bed after it. Rainforest Ultra, Rainforest Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eastern Ukraine, correct me if I'm wrong, and so this is a big Russian victory, and then the attempted coup happens. That makes me think, maybe it was the West of Prigozhin, but it's also the right timing for Prigozhin, now that there is this real Russian victory that hasn't been declared yet, to move back and demand his piece of the pie and exercise his illusions of grandeur. Or is there something else at play there?
No, I think as a PSYOP guy, I look at it and say, you know, you're moving your hand over here and you're doing something with your other hand over here, and you're juggling at the same time. So this is very sophisticated, and the Russians are master chess players, while, you know, the Ukrainians are, you know, their elevator doesn't go to the top floor. As a people, as a group, I've known them, and they're like dogs chasing their tail. The West is the same way. So this little flare, this flash in the pan about, oh my God, is Putin going to fall? Is there going to be a regime change? Is there going to be a coup d'etat? What's going on? You know, tune it. Let's look at it. The entire Western establishment and media have focused on this, which has taken their focus away from the Russian military strategic advances and kinetic operations and reinforcements and other things that they've done along the territory that they've already conquered and taken and reinforced. That's the real victory. So I see this as Russia is taking this opportunity to, again, protect infrastructure like Zaporozhye, like its other dams, like the other things that we know they're going to try and do false flag attacks. The West and the CIA and the Mossad and the MI6.
Well, that was my next question. That was my next question, sir. Scott Bennett with GlobalFreedom.tv, former Army officer, psychological warfare operations guy, ran operations, you name it, and a major whistleblower that exposed the whole crime network famously into Congress. We don't want to, I mean, I want this war to end, obviously. I want stability. We've got all the domestic things going on and stolen elections and open borders and
and ESGs and world government and pedophilia everywhere. We got our, and Russia's the perfect distraction. So I want to end it as quickly as possible to try to save our own republic. I'll admit it. I'm a selfish person. I really care about America. And so how will the globalists try to grab victory from the jaws of defeat? Because they never give up. So what are the wild cards here we should be looking for?
Well, they are fanatical. They're a cornered mad dog. They're being poisoned by their own madness and lies. They are alienating and ostracizing themselves from any decent human being in all of Western civilization. Their transgender obsession with castrating children under the age of 12, puberty blockers, drag queen shows, Bud Light, Target, you name it. The whole sexual dysfunction and plague and anti-family a madness combined with the climate change religion worship, that is becoming so toxic and disgusting to the majority of rational people that you're only having the most irrational given any credence. And the most irrational, of course, are those in the Biden administration and those in some of these godless European countries that are pretty soon going to be eating bugs and freezing in the next 6 to 8 to 9 months as they suffer the consequences of cutting themselves off from Russian oil. That's probably the greatest laughable geopolitical blunder that'll cause French revolutions all over the European states.
That is literally cutting your nose off. That is literally cutting your nose off to spite your face. Sorry.
The globalists, in a sense, are done, Alex. You've said this wisely, too, and quite prophetically. They have lost all of the momentum of people, and there's, you know, a lot of dumb people that think, oh, well, maybe it's nice to be a globalist. Maybe it would be good. Now they're saying, no, it's not good. It's not nice. It's deadly, toxic. Noah Harari and the rest of these fools and their vaccine agenda, which was exposed as originating in Ukraine and the biolabs that were there. I was part of the documentary that did it. All of that.
In fact, you were. Let's stop right there, because I saw you 2 years ago before this broke harping on biolabs, and I tried to get you on then, and it broke down, but you're here now. How big is it? Because remember, a year ago they said you and everybody was lying, there was no biolabs. We had the Washington Post articles from 12 years ago, Biden opening them and celebrating it and saying they were doing it. And so they wanted to, but now they admit, okay, we got to stay there because Putin will get our biolabs. So tell people about those labs.
Putin's already got the biolabs. He's already got all the intelligence and the documents, and he's formulating legal cases that will charge these American and other interests with crimes against humanity. They know that. That's why they put it into the plot for the last James Bond movie, in fact, exactly what you had in Ukraine. And it's funny because the Death Factories documentary that we did happened, I think it was a year and a half before Russia went into Ukraine. So they've known about these biolabs a year and a half before they went into Ukraine in the special military operation. Biolabs were established by the United States under Barack Obama, Dick Lugar in 2007. They have grown exponentially ever since. They were developing pathogens, diseases to weaponize, to send on aerosolized drones.
Even the Washington Post, just to interrupt you, Scott Bennett, even the Washington Post admits they're developing pathogens 40 times worse than COVID and gain of function. Imagine if Canada or Mexico had bioweapon labs on our borders. We would take it out instantly. So, again, why would the West start a fight like this? It's crazy.
Well, your depopulation agenda from the mad lunatics that occupy some of these, Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates, bunch of pedophile raping Epstein Island devotees. They were behind a lot of this, and a lot of the legal documentation that I've seen. I've seen the Pentagon documents. I've seen the slides. I've seen the implications that the USAID, CIA, the Clinton, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, the Soros Organization, the Open Society Foundation, all of these big foundations that were globalist, Bill Gates's Project 201, the Russians have all of the documentation and the fingerprints and their participation in this and their funding this, as well as Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and a variety of other groups that were in Ukraine, using all of this research to then send back to Fort Detrick that found its way in Wuhan. So, all of this originated in Ukraine. And Russia has gone in and taken these 46 biolabs that were also targeting Russian DNA. They were developing weaponized pathogens to specifically strike the Russian DNA Slavic genetic code. And all of that has been covered up by the mainstream media. It was covered up by the United Nations because the United States, Britain, and France wouldn't allow an investigation into all of this material, all of these documents.
And by the way, let me just interrupt you again. For those who don't know, race-specific bioweapons have been around for at least 60 years. Dick Cheney wrote a report for PNAC 24 years ago saying we should legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. And they admit, quote, they were guarding against race-specific bioweapons at these BioShield labs in the U.S., Europe, Africa, all over, but, quote, covering up the illegal bioweapons labs under U.N. treaties by saying they're defensive, but they were making the pathogens. So we're talking about race-specific. Explain race-specific to people. This should be a death penalty offense to be making this stuff.
Well, you understand the different genetic structures of races, the black race, the genetic dispositions of the black race, or even the Hispanic races at different times. Their bodies and their physiological makeup has different reactions to sicknesses and vaccines, for example. Judy Mikovits talked about this extensively, where vaccines are given to black and Hispanics at a young age that causes enormous damage to their ability to resist certain sicknesses because of the different their different bodily growth and the hormonal changes. That was one example of how the exploitation of different genetic sequences and structures of physiology in blacks and Hispanics differ from Slavics or Scandinavians or Celtic or Germanic types. So the West, America specifically, was looking to target what is the Slavic DNA defined as? What are northern Russians in Moscow and St. Petersburg in the Finland area versus more of the Central Asian Russian areas? What are their different peculiarities? What are they resistant to? What are their vulnerabilities that we can exploit? And they were using that, and they killed a lot of Ukrainians in many of these experiments and stuff. That's why Yanukovych, the president, said, get these labs out of my country. And they overthrew him when he said that. He also said, I don't want the rainbow flag and the homosexual agenda in Ukraine. We're a Russian Christian Orthodox country. And the moment he said that, Barack Obama and his boyfriend, Michael Yvonne Robinson, also known as Michelle Obama, and the rest of the UN NATO lunatics, launched this great coup d'etat and overthrow of Yanukovych.
Well, let me interrupt you, Scott Bennett. I'm here. You're incredible. Please join me again this week for a full hour, if you can, sir. I've got Pastor Rodney Howard Brown about to come in here in studio. We've got to switch things around and have him get ready to be with me. We've got other guest hosts coming up, Scott Ritter as well, from Russia, reporting on all this. Will you come back next segment and host the first 5 minutes of the hour? They'll just play the music, say you're live. Will you host the 5 minutes, talk about whatever you want, so you can get more information out?
I'm happy to, pal. Anytime I can help fight
the
good
fight. Thank you. All right, Scott Bennett's going to host the next 5 minutes. We start second hour on GlobalFreedomTV.com. I'm InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Please buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.